Today, as we listen to the Word, as we offer the Eucharist, let us just place ourselves on the heart of Christ like John did at the Last Supper. Let us place our hand inside the pierced side of Christ like St. Thomas did in the Resurrection. This devotion we celebrate today, this devotion to the Sacred Heart, is among the most widespread and popular devotions among the people of God. And when we say the Sacred Heart of Jesus, what we're really referring to is to the entire person of Christ, the totality of his being, Son of God, uncreated wisdom, infinite love, and our salvation. Jesus is one with the Father. He invites us as disciples to live in close communion with him and to follow his teaching. And he reveals himself as meek and humble of heart. And with the prophet Zechariah, we as well look upon the one who was pierced with a gaze of love, a gaze of contemplation, as we receive the flowing blood and water from his side. The price of our salvation and the grace of God given to us in the sacraments. St. Augustine, speaking about that open wound in his side, says this: access is possible, meaning access to God, access to salvation. Access is possible. Christ is the door. It was open for you when his side was opened by the lance. Remember what flowed out from his side. Therefore, choose where you want to enter Christ. Your purification is in that water. Your redemption is in that blood. Now, we often think of the popularization of the Sacred Heart because of one saint. Who is that? St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in Père Lamoniale, France, indeed. But even before her, there were many, many saints, even going back to the time of the apostles, who encouraged this devotion to the heart of Christ. St. Bernard, St. Bonaventure, St. Lutgarda, Mathilda of Marburg, Gertrude, Ludolf of Saxony, have you heard of him? He's a good guy. And of course, St. Margaret Mary Alacoque's contemporary, St. Francis de Sales, as well as St. John Eudes and St. Claude de la Colombier. So many saints, especially in this modern era, who call us back to remember the goodness and the gentleness and the infinite love that God has for us. Many devotions that came from their prayers or recommendation are things like, number one, personal consecration to the Sacred Heart. Have you ever done that? Number two, family consecration to the Sacred Heart, consecrating a marriage or a home. Number three, the Litany of the Sacred Heart, which we will pray after Mass today. I'll lead you in that for a plenary indulgence. Fourth, the act of reparation, where through a prayer and remembering the goodness of Christ, we implore mercy for the offenses committed by sinners around the world and our own sins that wound the Sacred Heart. And fifthly, recommended by the Church, is this practice of the first Fridays of the month, especially starting after Corpus Christi, which we just celebrated, and those great promises that were made by Jesus to St. Margaret Mary. We have a statue of the Sacred Heart, of course, in our small shrine behind the choir area here. I encourage you just to stop by and just to look upon that and pray with the Lord after Mass today. One of the most beautiful expressions of the Sacred Heart in iconography is the heart of Christ visible on his body and on fire with love, crowned with thorns and pierced. That love that Christ has is infinite. It is undying. It is for you and for me. And as Jesus told St. Margaret Mary, My divine heart is so impassioned with love for humanity, and for you especially, and that's for all of us today. It cannot contain the flames of its burning charity inside. For us men and women who are not yet perfected by the grace of God, so often the love in our hearts, the fire in our hearts, dies out. We say, I just feel like I can't love anymore. I've given all I've had. It feels cold inside. I feel empty. It is hard to love. Jesus' love never runs out. The fire in his heart for every single human being, the most saintly person living right now, and the person trapped in the deepest abyss of sin, the fire of his heart will never be dimmed. And it is a burning furnace so great, it has to leap outside of the heart, as fire is contagious. That infinite love is for you and I today. Jesus says to all of us, not just Margaret Mary, but to all of us, that fire is especially for you. As we draw near to the heart of Christ in the Eucharist, may we catch that fire of love that Christ has for us, so that our love for our neighbor might never run out, might never go dim, might never be quenched, because of the love the Sacred Heart has for each of us.